You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If your Social Security benefits have been denied and you think it is erroneous, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Don't have any erroneous things like that. Elk and Elk, the good folks over there, they'll help you out. They'll get take care of you. 216-578-0850. Time to call your shot here for the Browns and the Colts this Sunday. Browns 7-5, Colts 8-4. This has been the most lopsided we've heard from our callers in terms of not taking the Cleveland Browns in the game so far this year. So,
and still it's only 4-2.
Still it's only 4-2, right.
Four people have taken the Browns, two have taken the Colts.
I think we've got more on the Colts than that, don't we?
No.
Pat? We got Pat and Lima. We've got, who else? Doug and Ashland. We've got a few Colts. Stan in Brooklyn. Stan said he didn't want to say it, but he had to. He said he had to do it.
I don't count him.
All right, Dino, who we got on the line? Mike in Cleveland. Let's do it. What's up, Mike?
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All
right. I can't believe all this negativity in Cleveland, you know.
It's Believeland.
Yeah, that's right. Believe it. You know, it's like, remember the one game when they pulled Hoyer out of the game and he got mad and he had probably one of his best games after he came back into the game when they put Manziel in for the package? And I think this is going to be the wake-up call for him this time. I think he comes out with a breakout game. Browns win 34-24 and Hoyer passes for 347 yards.
347 and three touchdowns.
One of them is going to be a long. It's going to be a screen pass to Gordon. He's going to run one like 80 yards.
Pull out your crystal ball.
I would love to see it. Let's go, make it happen, Mike. Okay. In Cleveland. There's the positivity we've been looking for. Will in West Park now. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
How you doing, Nathan?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good. Browns are going to win this week, 33-30.
All right. And how many yards for Brian Hoyer?
313. The Crow's going to have another 88, two touchdown day.
88 and two TDs. And you said 313 for Hoyer?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brad in North Olmsted now. Brad, what's going on?
What's happening, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
it,
all your insight. Hey, before I call my shot, I just would like to say one thing to all the Browns fans out there. Please, please, no matter what happens, do not boo our team.
That's a good point. That was one of my concerns when they named Brian Hoyer the starter, is that you have home field advantage, and you wonder if you jeopardize that, because I think, and I disagree with it much like Brad does, but I do think if Brian Hoyer throws an interception or misses on a couple of third downs early, the crowd is going to get antsy for Johnny Manziel.
I do too, and I think it's uncalled for, and I think a lot of the reason is because,
don't boo.
You know, it's the fun thing to do, it's the cool thing to do, and everybody's doing it. Well, don't do it if you truly support this football team.
Exactly.
I think you're right. I don't boo the guy. He's already been
he's out there trying to do the best that he can. This means as much to Brian Hoyer as it does to anybody from Cleveland, living his dream. Joe, you know what that's like to play for the Browns and the team you grew up wanting and hoping to play for it, and to be the quarterback. There's a lot of pressure on him. I think that if you ultimately want to see something else, that's fine, but just try to handle it in a tasteful way. And listen. Yeah, and Mike Pettine said it best, too. Browns fans like it the most when the team's winning. So if he comes out, plays well, I think everything's going to take care of itself.
We love you, Brian.
That's right. Oh, yeah, we never wanted Johnny. Brad, call your shot on this game here.
I'm going to say 271 yards for Hoyer with two touchdowns. Browns win 34-31.
34-31 Browns. Now this has been a positive group here. Everybody's picking it up. We've got Kwame in Cleveland. What's up, Kwame?
Hey, how's it going, Nathan?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. Well, one thing I really want to say before the prediction is, I want to say that, I mean, a lot of Browns fans out there want Manziel to play, and I'm not going to lie, he is an electric player.
Yep.
But whoever the quarterback is and whoever does play, I mean, we should just support whoever is in there behind center. I mean,
that's
because
right.
At this point in time, it's playoff time, you know, and we don't have time for negative energy that's going to bring us down to lose. So
the attitude of gratitude, power of positivity. I like that. So
exactly.
How do you see this playing out now that we're going to go ahead and back whoever's under center for the Browns?
All right. Well, I see Hoyer probably throwing – I say he throws one or two touchdowns this game, maybe 270, 285 yards. And the Browns pull out a nice win of, I want to say maybe 27-24. I think it's going to be a close one. 27-24, maybe 27-21.
27-24, 27-21. Now, when you look at this Browns team on the season, I'm just going to go through the numbers because we've got a lot of people thinking we're going in the 30s, which I think would be great. Week 1, 27 points for the Browns. Week 2, 26 points for the Browns. Week 3, 21. Then you had 29 against Tennessee, 31 against Pittsburgh. So first 5 weeks, at least 21 every game. Then 6, 23, 22, 24, 7, 26, 10. So a little bit of variability, but when you look at the games where the Browns have been held under 20 points, it's only happened 3 times. Buffalo, Houston, Jacksonville. Those are those physical fronts that can make the Browns one-dimensional. This Colts team can't do that. So to believe that the Browns are going to get into the 20s again, I think very realistic. And with a couple of breaks, you hopefully can get into the 30s.
I'll buy that. You know, getting into the 20s, 30s, we've only done it one time. That's the only thing that's scaring me right now is something's got to come out. We need to get our tight end back. We need to be accurate. We need to do a lot of things to get into the 30s.
Right, and not to beat it like a dead horse, but that's where I think our opportunity to steal a possession with a fake or on a fourth down conversion or some trick play to go from third and long and we convert it and it goes for a large chunk play, maybe again a long touchdown run of some sort by Josh Gordon, but it has to happen. That's the way we make the push from that comfort zone of 24, 26, 27 to potentially be above 30 steal a touchdown somewhere.
And you know what, another thing to keep in mind here is if the Browns do have some momentum early in the game, I would think that the Browns would want to stay in bounds. Whether it's if you do catch the ball, do anything you can
keep that clock running, shorten the game.
If you're a running back, stay in bounds as much as you can because if you do have the momentum and you keep Andrew Luck off the field, you're only helping the city.
Shorten the game. That's right. Joe and Wadsworth, welcome to CBD.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. So I hate to be like a negative Nancy Brown fan, but I just think that, you just named off some of the scores a little bit ago. I'm calling Indianapolis 35 and the Browns 17. So
35-17 Colts, and how many yards for Brian Hoyer? I imagine in that scenario you don't think he's going the full 60 minutes.
I don't. I think that Hoyer's going to throw for about 75 yards. I think you're going to see Johnny score 14 of those 17 points. I just think that no one's really talked about the pressure. I mean, look how bad Hoyer did in the preseason when there was pressure from Johnny. I just think he's just going to crush. He's going to choke under pressure, and I hope he proves me wrong.
I hope so too, Joe.
Too, because I feel like he could give you 75 yards in a game.
Yeah, I think everybody's thinking that he's just going to come out and tear it up, but I just think he's just going to choke under pressure. I hope he proves me wrong because I'm a big Browns fan.
Joe, appreciate the call, and hopefully they will prove you wrong on Sunday. Jason on a cell phone. Final call, your shot of the day. What's up, Jason?
Hey, not much, guys. I'm predicting a 27-23 Browns victory.
Nice.
In terms of how many yards Hoyer passes for, I really don't care. I think that's such a problem with Cleveland sports fans and sports fans everywhere is, the game that happens on Sunday is not a fantasy league. So I don't judge a quarterback by how many yards.
I'm not asking you to judge him. I'm just asking for a number for a chance to get an Ataba Rubin autographed mini helmet. It's just for a contest. We won't judge him. All I'd care about is a win as well.
That's fine. I'll say 260. And just a comment real quick.
Yeah.
Everybody, all of the comments are just geared up like anti-Hoyer. So for example, one of you guys said earlier, well, hopefully the running game will get going because that's when Brian Hoyer is at his best. Well, that's when every quarterback is at their best.
I would argue that Andrew Luck is pretty good without a running game in Indianapolis.
But there's no doubt that a running game helps any quarterback.
Right. Other quarterbacks are less dependent upon it because if you look at the 3 games where the running game was completely eliminated, they're Brian Hoyer's 3 worst games. Jacksonville 16-41, Houston 20-50, and then last week against Buffalo.
And that's fine. But again,
fine. It's a problem, and that's why we're trying to, it's a key to our game.
The thing that I'm saying is fine. I mean, that's your perspective on it.
Sure.
The other thing that I would say real quickly is that, everybody has sort of gazed into their own crystal ball and said, well, everybody seems to know what Brian Hoyer's ceiling is. I mean, this is his first full season as a starter. Coming into this year, the knock was, well, we only have 3 games to go on. Well, now – started enough games to really be a quarterback for one full season. And everybody just automatically assumes, well, this is all he'll ever do. And I think that's really short-sighted. Whereas everybody takes the opposite approach with Manziel and says, well, gosh, this guy's ceiling is almost unlimited. And they're basing that off a zero body of work.
What do you think being based off of, though, for real? For really, what do you think that's being based off of?
Well, because everybody is so desperate for, like, this, you know, superstar guy to come save the franchise.
Sure.
I mean, I think what Pettine's decision really, I think the best thing that it does, whether you like Hoyer or not, is it demonstrates for once in the past 15 years that this organization is going to try to maintain some form of continuity.
Uh-huh, and he used that word in his press conference. I think that's fair. I think what people see, this is, and you guys played in the league, so you can, I think you're much more qualified than I, but I'll just give 2 seconds on this. I think people see a guy in Brian Hoyer who went undrafted in the National Football League because of physical limitations, physical gift limitations. Johnny Manziel won the Heisman and was taken in the first round of the NFL because of physical gifts and ceiling questions. So I think it's more of, with Brian Hoyer, people are saying, okay, now we're seeing it play out. And other teams, by the way, have tape on Brian Hoyer and are seeing what he does well, what he struggles with, trying to cater their game plans to that. Whereas with Johnny, it's the unknown of his potential upside that makes it more appealing than what you think you know of Brian Hoyer. I mean, I think, and listen, Brian Hoyer is not, it's not like he's a rookie in his first year. He's been in the league for a while. You've seen him. I think you know what he is. I think you have a good idea of what he is. Now, when he executes, he's incredibly effective. When he doesn't execute, he's got nothing else.
Right, and for me personally, we get to watch football each and every weekend and see and evaluate other quarterbacks with other that have injuries on their football team, with bad offensive lines, and some that play at a top level. And when I put a Brian Hoyer, which I get to watch and evaluate every week of this football season, versus the other quarterbacks that are out there, he's a step below a significant portion of those starting the NFL.
I'd like to bring this point in here. I have no problem. I want Brian Hoyer to win here.
As do I.
Everybody does. So everybody took his back because that's the decision that was made. But you would got to be kidding me if you said Drew Brees, he's a superstar, I take him on my team. Tom Brady, he's a superstar, take him on my team. If you go all the way to Andrew Luck, he's a superstar, I'd love to play football with the guy. Peyton Manning, he's a super. All the Aaron Rodgers, all these guys are superstars.
And those are the teams that win 10 games every year.
So that's my issue is, we need to find a guy that's going to be the superstar, because average doesn't necessarily work. Could it work this year? Absolutely, and I'm all on board for it. But in the big scheme of things, if you're going to find a franchise quarterback, he had better be a superstar.
Let's just say this. The Super Bowls won by Trent Dilfer or Brad Johnson are the outliers. Those are the exceptions to the rule.
They have been, but Brad Johnson went to the Pro Bowl a couple times. I mean, he's had those years where he threw to Randy Moss and he threw to, you know, Chris Carter and everybody.
Minnesota,
But again, I think in this league, you've got to have a star stud quarterback.
That's right. I think you need to have a top 16 quarterback in the NFL to have a chance to win the Super Bowl. And even then, you probably got to be a little bit ahead of that. Now, I don't consider Joe Flacco to be necessarily there, but that year in that Super Bowl run, he had the best run in the history of the NFL, got hot at the right time, and got it done for the Baltimore Ravens. All right, when we come back, it's time for the Friday Forecast with the Kid, brought to you by Selective Insurance. Sponsorship, you gotta like that. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.